This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. President Draupadi Murmu is scheduled to visit Chhattisgarh and Odisha today. During her visit, President Murmu will grace the Silver Jubilee of the Chhattisgarh Legislative Assembly at Raipur. The President will also attend the Foundation Day ceremony of Bharatiya Biswa Basu Shabar Samaj in Odisha's Nayagarh. The budget session of Delhi Legislative Assembly will begin from today. The session is tentatively scheduled to run till the 28th of March with provisions for extension if required. The CAG report on the functioning of DTC will be tabled in the House today. The budget for the year 2025-26 will be presented in the House on Tuesday and will outline the government's financial priorities and development agenda for the year. During the session, key financial and policy matters will be discussed and decided upon. Lawmakers will engage in a detailed discussion on the budget on 26th of March to analyze financial allocations and policy initiatives. The Assembly will deliberate and vote on the proposed budget on Thursday. The Supreme Court Judge Justice B.R. Gawai yesterday said that all problems can be resolved through constitutional means, speaking at a function marking the 12th anniversary of the Manipur High Court in Imphal. Justice Gawai emphasized the power of dialogue, stating that solutions are within reach when people come together. Meanwhile, Union Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal addressed the ongoing peace process, acknowledging improvements in the situation but stressing the need for continued progress. Flight service from Ghaziabad's Hindon Airport to Jammu began yesterday, with the first flight taking off from Hindon Airport to Jammu at 9:30 a.m. Our Jammu correspondent reports that travelling to the Mata Vaishno Devi Temple from the National Capital Region NCR has now become more convenient. Passengers will no longer need to travel to Delhi Airport to reach Jammu, as they now have an additional air travel option with the NCR. Within the NCR, the Embassy of India in Kathmandu celebrated the 23rd Golden Jubilee Scholarship Day with the participation of nearly 200 students of Nepal supported by the scholarship. The prestigious Golden Jubilee Scholarship was established in 2002 to commemorate 50 years of India-Nepal economic cooperation. Over the years, the number of scholarship recipients has increased to 200 annually. More than 3,500 Nepali students from all 77 districts of Nepal have benefited from this scholarship scheme. The current batch of scholarship awardees are from 75 districts of Nepal, with about one-third of the scholars being girls, and three differently abled students have also been selected this year. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has predicted that hot and humid conditions are very likely to prevail at isolated places over Gujarat state during the next 2 to 3 days. Kerala, Mahi, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Yanam, Rayalaseema and South Interior Karnataka are likely to experience thunderstorms accompanied by gusty winds in the coming 2 days. The IMD further predicted lightning and squally weather over Gangetic, West Bengal, Odisha, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura, Northwest India. Northwest India can witness a gradual rise in maximum temperatures by 3 to 5 degrees Celsius during the next 4 days. India clinched both men's and women's Kabaddi World Cup 2025 at Wolverhampton in England. The men's team defeated home side England in the final match with 44-41. In the IPL T20, Chennai Super Kings defeated Mumbai Indians by 4 wickets at the M.A. Chidambaram Stadium, Chennai, tonight. And that's the end of this news bulletin.